again, and welcome to 4Play Radio Sex Therapy. I'm your host, certified sex therapist Lori Watson, author of Wanting Sex Again, and blogger at Psychology Today and WebMD. And I have with me Dr. Adam Matthews, my co-host, who's a couples therapist, psychotherapist, and president of NCAMFT. 4Play is dedicated to helping couples keep it hot. Each episode, we cover an aspect of sex that impacts your sex life and something that you can relate to. So if you find our discussions helpful, please give us a review on iTunes or Stitcher. We would love it if you would tell a friend about us. You can find us also on the web at 4playrst.com. And if you have a comment or a topic that you'd like us to talk about, we'd love to hear from you. Please send them to us at info@4playrst.com. Thanks for listening. Now on to today's topic.
Happy New Year, Lori.
Happy New Year, Adam.
It is 2018. I can hardly believe it.
I know. Crazy.
Yeah.
This is going to be a great year for us.
Yes. I'm super excited about all the things we have planned.
I know.
Right? YouTube channels.
We're not going to announce them all, though,
right.
yet.
No, we're not.
Yeah, but
we'll
we're
keep
going
you in suspense.
We are going to open probably a Patreon. Is that how you say it?
I think so.
Channel, yeah. We are grateful for your support, and we'll probably let you support us just to help us pay for our expenses at this point.
But we got some new things we're going to offer as well.
Yeah, webinars and things.
About.
And we don't want to tell you yet until we have the schedule and the calendar all laid out, which we are going to do.
But it's coming, so we hope
we,
you keep
yes.
listening
yep. Thank
and
you.
Investing in some of that. So obviously, new year.
Resolutions. New year.
Are you a resolution person?
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
Huge.
Nah.
Huge. I mean, my husband and I, like, we do these things where we map out every area of our life, you know, like financially and, you know, our body health and our household plans and our vacations. I mean, we do everything like this major thing. Not every
really?
Year, but sometimes, yeah.
Okay. So you're super organized about all that stuff.
And not organized.
You have flow charts.
I am definitely not a super
organized
person. Flow
charts and databases.
No. But I do have resolutions usually every year.
Maybe in this maybe semantics, but I prefer goals over resolutions.
Okay, like, what's the semantics? Help me understand.
Well, I mean, I feel like resolutions is like an area I'm going to resolve to fix everything that's ever wrong with me, whereas goals are more straightforward. And I feel like I do a better job of breaking goals down and going, okay, what do I need to do this month as a step toward my goal?
So, resolutions feels like this broad fix it, and a goal is next step or the next few steps or something.
Yeah. So we have individual goals, and we have relationship goals, and we have, you know, goals for different areas of life. But ultimately, we're just trying to take us. I want to narrow that down. I don't want more than two. If I have more than two individual goals, then I'm more than likely not going to hit them. And it's going to get too overwhelming. I think one year I tried to say, I'm going to completely revamp my morning and my evening routine, and I had all of that. I did have a spreadsheet, a calendar of all my time.
Did you?
Oh yeah. I was going to do all these things. I was like, and it got. I think I made it through maybe 2 weeks of January, and then it was just too much. Right. It just gets overwhelming.
That's the problem, is sometimes we don't follow through on it.
Yeah.
We definitely hope one of your resolutions out there to our listeners is to have more connection. As couples, and both physically and emotionally, we hope that we're helping you with that. So, what are maybe your top two this year, Adam?
My top two individual goals, right?
Yes.
So I want to read 100 books.
Ooh.
Right? I'm going big. I am going big with that one.
Ooh,
but
that's
great. There's this blogger that I follow that talks about how to do it, and so I'm going to follow that plan. But
and
I
does he
like
recommend a particular 100 books, or is it your own choice?
It's your own choice, but he lists kind of like 20 or 30 ways that you can start to do this, right?
Uh-huh.
So some of them involve audiobooks. Don't judge me if you're in, you know, a page snob and don't count audiobooks.
Yeah.
I still count audiobooks.
Oh, my gosh,
right?
Yeah.
So some involve that, and some involve just giving up.
Our listeners are into audiobooks.
They're
podcasters.
They're
podcast listeners. They get all that.
All right. So, yeah, so that, because I feel like that, he talks about this great idea that really kind of got me interested in, is that he talked about it. It refuels your idea tank.
I love
right?
that.
That it gives you, it fuels that part of you, that creative side of you, that gives you more ideas going forward.
Are you a reader in general?
I am, but I tell you what, I was much more of a reader before grad school.
Mm-hmm.
Grad school took all the reading out of me.
Uh-huh.
And So it's taken a long time. I mean, I've been out of school for 12 years, right, 13 years, right, something like that. So it's taken a long time, but I slowly
12
got
days.
It back.
Right. I've been out of school for 12 days.
12 days. That's right. So you
just finished my PhD class.
This should not be your goal right now.
Right. No, actually, I'm a huge reader. I read all the time. I have a trashy romance going at all times.
Okay.
I have a psych book, you know, something in my field at all times. Yeah. And then I usually am reading about business or something sort of outside there. No, I'm a big reader.
Yeah. So that's one of them. I think my other goal is to develop better finance routines.
Oh, all right.
Good. So like... everybody that I know with money says that I have to look at it every single day, and that just like makes me like that just repels me. Like it's
scary.
It's like eating your vegetables. I think it's just gross. Nobody wants to do that. So figuring out what that looks like. So that's those are my two individual goals, is to be more on top of that. And so, but anyway, so I'm breaking those down, right? So I know how many books I have to read every week, every month. Right. And my main goal is just to look at my finances every single day and find something to make improvement on with that.
That's so good.
Yeah. So those are the two big individual ones. What about you? What are your individual resolutions?
Oh, you know, I'm always wanting to get in better shape. That's always part of it.
Are you wanting to be like, you know, square, round, a triangle, a pentagram? No, not a pentagram.
No,
An hourglass.
Yeah, so I have one of my sons is home from college, and he's a big weightlifter. And I do lift weights. I work with a personal trainer, but not probably as frequently as I need to. And so he and I are going to think about lifting weights. He's really gentle in the way that he instructs and stuff. Mm-hmm. And so we're going to go to the gym several days a week and maybe do, you know, something else on the off days together to just try to, you know, push back on that holiday calorie stuff.
And so you want your trainer to be gentle with you? Like, you want an encouraging trainer?
I do.
That is building you up?
Yeah, not somebody who whips me.
Oh, no. I want the exact opposite. I want somebody that is screaming at me and telling me that I'm a loser, that I can do more, that I'm a big wimp, all right?
Oh, that's
funny. Suck it up. I want somebody telling me to suck it up all the time.
Yeah.
And quit complaining.
Quit complaining.
I basically want a drill sergeant.
You want a drill sergeant. Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
That's what I want.
Yeah. Is it a woman or a man personal trainer would you prefer?
Oh, I wouldn't care if they were like, if I had Jillian Michaels.
Jillian.
I don't want her to scream at me.
Yeah.
But then she would also try to like pull out all this emotional crap from me. I don't want that. I do that enough. I just want the hard side. I don't need the soft side.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
I think the other thing I'm going to really focus on this year is downtime.
Oh, yeah, that's a good one.
I need to relax, and I need to have sort of, I think, really just a spiritual renewal. Like, I'm definitely going to do more meditation, more sitting, you know, less work on the weekends, you know, all kinds of things that I'm going to try to squeeze all my work into 5 days, which right now it's spread out over 7 days easily, and I work way too much. But I think now that school is over, I'll be able to, you know, push that together. And and then my husband and I, we have a new commitment. We are going to go to every nice restaurant in Raleigh.
Oh, wow. I love that one.
Yeah. And, you know, like one of our restaurants now is one of the top 10 coolest in the world.
That's awesome.
I mean, the friggin' world.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Bavana Brewery.
Right. Raleigh's a great food destination for foodies.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah, we have so many great restaurants. So, you know, my husband and I, we are basically empty nesters. And so our big thing is on Friday nights, we want to go out and explore Raleigh and really do up the town. And we're excited about that.
That's great.
But we want to help people in their intimate life and their emotional life with their resolutions and sex solutions.
Yeah. I think one of our relationship goals this year is that last year it was to increase the number of dates that we went in, to be more intent. We knew that that's important, but with kids, it just got pushed out. So we were able to do that. We increased the number of dates that we went on. I think this year we want to start taking more trips, just us, like overnight trips, even just short little excursions.
Important.
Right. Yeah. We just don't do that enough.
To get away from being parents and to just be a couple.
Yeah. So recognizing that that's important, I think that's what, you know, one of our goals is just to increase the number of times that we do that.
Yeah.
So I think that's one of ours, but
we yeah. already have a weekend planned. We're going to go away in celebration of me finishing the doctoral program.
That's awesome.
Yeah, we want to just go somewhere and be alone and where we don't know anybody and just hang out together for a whole weekend.
That's good. Where are you going? Where are you going?
Well, if I tell everybody,
you think they're all going to show up?
They might show up. That would not be good. We have a couple destinations in mind. I want to go down to, I think it's South Carolina. There's this place that's like a Christmas village or something. A German Christmas village. That's one idea I have. And probably the local mountains or up into Pennsylvania. I love Pennsylvania, and it's just beautiful. So I want to go up there and just relax. You know, probably a downtime kind of vacation. Awesome. We like to hike, and so we'll be doing some hiking and just dining out and relaxing and sleeping in.
Yeah, those are some great goals.
Yeah.
I love them. So maybe we come back from the break and we talk about how we plan to be able to keep those and to make those happen, particularly the relationship ones, and maybe offer some suggestions for everybody about how to set those goals and resolutions and then how to follow through and keep them, particularly the relationship.
Okay, we'll be right back for Play Radio Sex Therapy.
Wanting sex again. How to rediscover desire and heal a sexless marriage by certified sex therapist Lori Watson.
Each chapter is designed to fix one of the problems that cause low libido, from early marriage through the childbearing years, even all the way through menopause. I've also had men read it and tell me that for them it was the most hopeful thing they read about resolving sexual problems.
Look for Wanting Sex Again on Amazon.com. You can also talk to Lori Watson for therapy in person or via Skype.
I offer couples counseling and sex therapy, and I think about both aspects of the relationship, emotional intimacy and sexual technique, and that combination together helps marriages be happy.
Improve your sex and improve your relationship with Awakening Center for Couples and Intimacy. Find out more at awakenloveandsex.com. Awaken what's possible.
Hi, I'm Dr. Adam Matthews, and I want to welcome you to Matthews Counseling. At Matthews Counseling, we believe it is our job to come alongside you in whatever difficult challenges of life you are in and help you rediscover hope and to find the strength that you have to face those challenges. We believe in people, specifically that no two people are alike and therefore they need solutions that are unique to them. We strive to create a safe and comfortable place for you to explore who you want to be and identify the obstacles standing in your way. Oftentimes, the first step toward finding help is the hardest, but it can also be the bravest. At MatthewsCounseling.net, we strive to help make the first step easy. There, you will find our blog with some great resources from our therapist. You'll also find a link to our client portal where you can schedule directly with our therapist at your convenience. We offer free 30-minute consultations, either in person or over the phone, so the first step is at no cost to you. Give us a call at 919-587-8018, or again, find us online at MatthewsCounseling.net. We look forward to working with you.
So help us, Adam. How do we keep our relational goals so that they don't fall by the wayside?
Yeah. Well, I think the first thing is you're looking at how you set them.
Okay.
Right? So in conversation with your partner, right, you have to be open to what their goals are, right, and what they want to see be different and not take it personally, right?
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Like when my wife said she wanted to go on more dates, I could go one of two ways. And I felt this, right? I think we'd all felt it, is like that it's my fault that we didn't go on enough dates in the past, right? And so I could get real defensive and say, but we went, you know,
X, Y, and Z.
These number of times. We did this. Why wasn't this enough for you?
Right.
As opposed to saying, accepting what her goal was and saying, okay, well, then offering up mine as well.
Mm-hmm.
And we accepting those goals as they're given and the spirit of which they're given, it's growth for the relationship, right? It's not, you're not taking it as challenge or as deficit. We're just saying, this is the way that we each want to get better for this year in our relationship. And there's a spirit of unity that's there as well, right? We are on the same team. We want to see our marriage be the best that it possibly can be.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to accept that as such, right?
Mm-hmm.
Then we have two goals that we can strive for, you know, for the year. Or sometimes we find ourselves in agreement. This would be a good thing for us to.
Okay.
This would be a good thing for us to shoot for, right?
Okay. How else do we keep them?
I think then we also look at to make sure that they are achievable, right? If they're not achievable goals, if my wife said she wanted to go to on 500 dates this year, that is not an achievable goal for us, right? Mm-hmm. We have small kids. We don't have unlimited expenses.
Yeah.
Or revenue, right? We don't have unlimited resources. We have unlimited expenses. but there's a limit to what we can do there. So we want to make it something that's doable for us, right? And then we usually say when we make our goal, then we want to cut it in half, right? Mm-hmm. If the goal is, 50 dates by the end of the year, we're going to cut that in half and say 25.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's immensely doable for us.
It's better to make a goal, is what you're saying, than to set something so high that it's unachievable.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm. because honestly, 20...
So sex 365 days a year, you're not going to do that?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean,
we could write a book.
Right, sex 365 days a year, how to achieve it.
Yeah.
I think that cutting that in half... We're not lowering our expectations. We're just saying we know that if we went on 12 dates last year and we go on 25, if we double that, that's a really big deal.
Yeah.
Right?
I mean, and this is it, I think, sexually for people. They say, if I could have sex X number of times a week. But if they cut that in half even, a lot of people would be a lot happier.
Yeah.
Just even doubling what they did last year.
Yeah, absolutely. Or if we just look at how often we want to connect or have conversation, just anything like that becomes much more, we don't feel as intimidated by it. If I said I wanted to work out every single day for the upcoming year, man, that's super intimidating.
Yeah, so it's too intimidating and too much. I will say I look at people's paperwork when they come in to see me about sexual problems. And several couples, like one person will say, I want sex 3 times a week, and the other person will say, I want sex 2x a week. But guess how much they're having sex? Zero times a week.
Yeah.
0 times a month, maybe once every 2 months, and they both want it. So it's something in the power struggle, but they're so close.
Mm-hmm.
And to argue to me over 2 or 3 times a week, which one is the better, it's like, just freaking do twice.
Yeah.
That makes you 2/3 of the way happy and the other person fully happy.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, the power struggle has stopped it altogether. So that's craziness.
This really worked for me when I was trying to run a marathon for the first time.
Mm.
I'm a runner. I torture myself in that way. That's what I do for
good
fun.
For you.
It's awful. I hate it. And I love it. But the first time, what really clicked for me, I tried to run 2 before that and just failed. Like I couldn't. There was something I wasn't getting.
Uh-huh.
And I read an article by somebody that said, when you're going out for a run, right, we oftentimes say if we, runner set goal, I'm going to go run 8 miles today.
Yeah.
Right. And somebody was saying, if you can only do 4, that's still 4 more than you would have done if you had just totally bailed on the run. If you're not feeling good, right, you go do what you can, and you still count that as a win, right? And I think that's the same kind of idea, is that we are not shooting. Perfection is not the goal. We have to abandon the idea that perfection is the goal and then just say, this is more than I would have done instead. This is more like I ran 4, which is better than if I'd run 0.
Yeah. I think a good sex goal is 1 in 5, 1 in 5 times hitting it out of the park and be happy with, 4 other utilitarian times.
Yeah.
I mean, I really think people think that sex is going to be magic 5 out of 5 or 4 out of 5 times, that it's 80% versus maybe 10%, because you just can't hit it where you both feel exactly as sexual at the same moment. The same time, it's so hard to do that.
Yeah.
And one person isn't stressed and one person isn't sick and one person isn't this, that, and the other. But if people were having sex, 20% of the time where it's really great, I mean, to me, that's fantastic.
Yeah. Yeah.
I wonder if I make 20%. I don't know if I make 20%. out of the park.
Out of the park.
Yeah.
Well, I think, and you're talking about kind of frequency as well. And I also think that some good relationship goals, specifically as they relate to sex, is just increasing the frequency with which you talk about it, that you talk about your desire or you talk about what you want.
If you're the avoider.
If you're the avoider.
Yeah, the pursuer. We don't want the pursuers to talk more. Good Lord.
Well, yes. But
one friend of mine is like, I want to talk about the relationship twice a week, I'm like, you are going to kill it. Yeah. You are going to smother it.
Yeah.
Don't do that.
Well, so maybe their goal is to talk less.
Yeah, their
right.
Goal is
but I think in general, if you don't, if there are couples that have never talked about their sex
sure.
life or what they
sure.
want in that, right? They may have talked about that they want it more, but they've never talked about what they like or what they don't like or
yeah.
having those types of conversations or reading a good book about sex together, right?
Yes.
Like Wanting Sex Again by soon to be Dr. Lori Watson.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
Or other books out there that
or
are
one of our books that we're writing this year.
That's right. That's going to happen. You know, reading that, just increasing your knowledge together. Right. Mm-hmm. I think that's just a great goal because you're toward that goal of increasing your intimacy and building your sex life together.
Yes.
Which I think could be some great goals. The other thing I think is that you have to break it down. You have to break that goal down into steps that you know what comes first.
Okay.
Right. If we say,
well, Adam, you're good for me. All this stuff, I don't do this very good. I don't do this very well.
Well, I think we think a lot of times that goals just kind of magically happen,
uh-huh.
right? And when we get the order of things, you know, we get things out of order. And so if we don't know what comes first and then what comes next, we don't have a plan. So the goal, again, even if I said, we want to go on 25 dates this year. Well, how are we going to do that? What do we need to do first? For us, the first thing is we need to figure out who our babysitters are, right?
Mm-hmm.
And making sure that mm-hmm. we're going to.
And if you have small children, I think you should contract with a babysitter
mm-hmm.
forever. I mean,
yeah.
you know, it's like contract the year. Say, look,
yeah.
we go out to eat every 2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to come babysit. Can you get that on your calendar?
Yep.
You know, so that a young person who's your babysitter, you know, can organize their life around it, and you don't
yeah.
have to call them every week or
yeah.
whatever.
Well, and you're talking about something else too that's really good is that you prepay for those things. Anything
Ooh.
That you can do ahead of time. If you want it, like
Ooh.
We want to go away to together more often this year. That's one
mm-hmm.
of our goals. So we're going to prepay at the beginning of the year. We're going to pick our spots that we want to go to. We're going to pick our dates, and we're gonna prepay for it. Right? Now, not everybody has the resources to do that. I understand that. But whatever you can do to do it ahead of time, to already go ahead and put it on the books, like knowing what needs to happen. If you need to get a babysitter, you already are getting somebody. If it's a goal around your sexual relationship, right? All right, you may want to go ahead and reserve
purchase the toys on Amazon.
Yeah, there you go. That's a good one. That's a good one. Purchase the getaway.
I just had to throw that in.
Well, one of them may be it may be that you're taking a step toward it. It may be that your partner needs the master bedroom redecorated
yes.
before they are willing to commit to being more intentional about your sex life. So go ahead and do that.
Yeah,
right?
Set that. Yeah. I mean, if you're setting goals for the new year, definitely think about the eat out budget, the go away budget, the master bedroom budget.
Mm-hmm. Right. And setting some time aside for that. So if it's if you need to do it yourself.
The lingerie budget.
Yeah, that's right.
The sex toy budget.
All that. That line. Don't put that as a line.
Do not worry
item.
About Amazon purchases.
Right. Right. You know, but that, I mean, that's the kind of whatever you can do ahead of time is going to go a long way toward actually mm-hmm. achieving that goal.
So, okay, so in order to make it happen and make it stick, you want to be non-defensive about your partner's goals
mm-hmm.
so that you see it as positive, constructive direction for the coupleship. You want these to be achievable, and then after that, you cut it in half.
Mm-hmm.
And then after that, you also design steps to actually get there,
yeah.
right?
And I think one more thing that I would add as well is then you tell somebody about it. That this is going to be your goal.
So accountability.
Accountability. Yeah. Mm-hmm. People that have somebody that's holding them accountable are way more likely to actually keep that goal or keep that resolution than if not, right? And it's not a rigid thing, but it's somebody that's going to encourage you, that's going to ask you about it. You're putting it out there in the world. And in that way, you're giving yourself the best chance to be able to do that.
Yeah. So in terms of making an intimate goal, obviously, putting that out there with somebody who supports you as a couple. I mean, I know I have girlfriends I can tell who, you know, don't support me as a couple, who would only be on my side because they're too old of a friend. You know, they're going to be
right.
on my side. That's not the person to tell. You want to tell a person who says, I support you and your partner together.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody who's a safe person who you might be able to talk about intimate stuff with. Like, this is really important to us.
Yes.
So I'm making this important. That would be good.
Yeah, and you don't necessarily have to give all the details. If it's super intimate, you know, you may not have to give them all the details, but give them enough information that they can ask you about it and ask you how you're doing with it, how's it going.
Yeah. Okay, so Happy New Year. We wish you much love, much joy, much warmth in and out of bed.
Yeah, in 2018.
2018. Thanks for listening to 4Play.
Happy New Year, everybody.
Hey, help us stay on top here at 4Play. We'd love it if you would subscribe and share it with your friends. And please take 1 sec and rate and review us. Thanks so much.